Okay, good evening everyone. Thank you for coming. I'm not 100%, a little sick I would say. So if I'm doing mistakes or something, feel free to correct me. I might be a little bit... Bezat Hashem, today we have a loaded shiur, a lot of details, a lot of chakirot. We'll try to start with the Gemara and the basic Rishonim, and then we'll start digging more in depth. Just to cover the basic material first. The Gemara in Kuf Kav Daled Amud Bet, כל הכלים ניטלים בשבת, שבריהם ניטלים ממהם, ובלבד שיהיו עושים מעין מלאכה. שברי הרבה לחסות בהם את פי החבית, שברי הזכוכית לחסות בהם את פי הפח. רבי יהודה אומר, ובלבד שיהיו עושים מעין מלאכתן, שברי הרבה לצוק לתוכן מקפה, ושל זכוכית לצוק לתוכן שמן. So we have a מחלוקת in the Mishnah about broken pieces of broken כלים, broken vessels, broken tools. What requirements should it be... should we still be doing in order to be considered still okay to be metaltar on Shabbat. And Tanakama hold that it needs any type of melacha, and Rabbi Yehuda hold me'en melachtan. It needs to be something that has to do with the previous melacha that they were doing, like a continuation of the melacha that they used to do when they were whole. Now in the Gemara we have a machloket. I'm not a machloket, but hava amina in maskana. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel machloket shenishberu me'erev Shabbat. Demar savar me'en melachtan in, me'en melacha acheret lo. Umar savar afilu me'en melacha acheret. Aval nishberu b'Shabbat, divrei hakol mutarin, oelu muchanim, al gabi avihen mutar. So the hava amina here, with Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, is that when it broke on Shabbat itself, it's more pashut to say that it's mutar, because it was... a kli ben ashmashot in the beginning of Shabbat, but erev Shabbat it's the chidush, and then we have a machloket if it needs to be oisamen melacha or not. And then the Gemara said it, it's clearly not true because we have a braita masikin bekelim ve masikin beshivrei kelim, so it has to be that it broke on Yom Tov itself, otherwise it was ready before Yom Tov. So the Gemara switch here and says the opposite. So the conclusion of the Gemara here is Ela Iitmar Achi Iitmar Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Machloket Shenishberu B'Shabbat Demar Savar Muchanu Umar Savar Noladu Aval Me'erev Shabbat Divrei Hakol Mutarin Oel V'Ochlu Limnacha Mibod Yom. So the Gemara basically changed the whole system, and the Gemara says the Machloket is when the Kelim broke on Shabbat itself, and then we have a Machloket if it's considered Muchan or Nolad. We're going to discuss this a lot, Bezrat Hashem. But if it broke Be'erev Shabbat, everyone agrees that it's fine, even if it's not doing the same melacha that it used to do. So that's the first Gemara that we have to have, and hopefully all of you have it in your pocket. Now, the second part of the Gemara is the story about Rava. And the Gemara debates if the broken vessels, it's only... in your house, or even Karmelit, even Reshut Arabim. And then Rava says, even Reshut Arabim, although I cannot cover like Kelim in Reshut Arabim, because there is no Kelim in Reshut Arabim, but I can still do other type of... I would have a use for these broken pieces of Kelim. And the end of the Gemara, Mi lo avechaza lechsuye b'mana, achana michaza ledidi. The same way that... if I was in the house, I could have used these broken pieces to cover something. So too, in Reshut Arabim, I can clean my shoes with it. So that's enough. So now we need to understand a couple of things. It seems like the Gemara in the beginning saying that there is a machloket if there is no ladder now. The conclusion of the Gemara, if Rabbi Yehuda says "Me'en melacha rishona," so it sounds like if it's not melacha rishona, it's a new melacha, so it's nolad. But what exactly Tana Kama hold? Does Tana Kama hold that because it's still doing something, so lo pakashem klimine, because it's still doing something, although it's not the same melacha, but it's still doing something, Or the Tanakama basically hold that there is no concept of Nolad in Shabbat. So that's the first safek that we should explain and look in the Rishonim. And also, what was the Chiddush of Rava when he said that I can clean my shoes? So it's considered like it's still doing something. It's melacha, main melacha acheret, and it's fine. Does he mean to say that even melacha, that it's less than melacha acheret? Is it like a lower level than the kisui kelim inside Rishut HaRabim? What exactly is the Chiddush of Rava? Because it seems like the Gemara is saying, like, in the beginning, it's only if it broke in your house, so you can still cover kelim. And then the Gemara expanded to Karmelit, and then expanded to Rishut HaRabim. So what exactly are the bottom line is the Chiddush? Now, the third part that we need to pay attention to is Tosfot on the spot raised something that is difficult, and I put this Tosfot in the source sheet. Tosfot on the spot, when Rava discussed Rishut HaRabim, that I can use this piece of cheres to clean my shoe, in page number 2 you have Tosfot Dibur HaMatchil Rava. Rava Amar Afilu Rishut HaRabim, Ve'ane De Nishtabru Be'erev Shabbat Ka'amar. Deben Nishtabru Be'Shabbat, Amar Ve'Fenek Notel, De Rava Yit Lemukce Ve'Kol Shekin Nolad. So Tosfot says, this piece of cheres has to be that it broke before Shabbat. Because if it broke on Shabbat itself, then it's going to be good only for Tanakama, Lichora. And Rava hold that there is Isur of Nolad. So basically Rava should hold like Rabbi Yehuda, right? So if he hold like Rabbi Yehuda, it has to be that the cheres that he was talking about is cheres shenishtaber me'erev Shabbat. Because then only then Rabbi Yehuda would let you use this cheres. So it's a little bit difficult to say that Rava hold like Rabbi Yehuda and we hold Lemaisa like Tanakama. So there's another thing that is not so clear. We're going to see the Bet Yosef, and I'm sure that you saw the Bet Yosef also, but slowly we're going to get there. Now,
that would imply that that whole second case is all going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because then all three Shitas...
No, for us, it can be even if it broke B'Shabbat itself. For Rava, the story is in Rava, and Rava holds somewhere else, B'Perek Notel, that he holds that there is Nolad. So for Rava himself, this case in the Gemara for Rava should be that the Cheres was from Erev Shabbat. But for us, Lemaise, it could be even if it broke B'Shabbat, because we don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. You see the Rif and the Rambam passing like Tanakama. So for us, that we hold like Tanakama, that we don't hold by this Nolad, and it's not considered Nolad, even if it's doing any type of Melacha, even if it's not main Melacha Rishona. So for us, it's not true. If for Rava, it should be true that this is the case. That's what Tosfot Lechora is trying to say, right?
No, but I'm saying is, according to Tosfos, all Rav Nachman, Omar Shmuel, Rav Nachman Didei, and Rava all have to be holding like Rabbi Yehuda. Because you can't have only Rava holds like Rabbi Yehuda, and he's trying to be the most makel, but really, he's the real most machmir. Like, they're trying to make it that
he's
the most
makel. It depends what was the argument. If the argument was, do you really need kisui kli, or you could use even lower level. So if this is the argument, it's not necessarily mean that all of them hold like Rabbi Yehuda. They just argue, how far can you go with the shimush? Could you even use a lower level shimush just to clean the shoe, that it's even less than covering? If this is the argument, so you can prove from this that all the Amoraim hold like... But I hear you have... it's a good point that what you're saying. I don't think it's necessarily true, but if the suffix between them is halacha kavida or ketanakama, then you're right. But if the argument is how far can you go, how low can you go with the shimush of the kli, then that's the argument. It has nothing to do with the machloket of nolad or not. So, like I mentioned, the Rif and the Rambam hold lemaisa like Tanakama, although they bring Rav Tzemach Gaon that hold like Rabbi Yehuda, but lemaisa, the Rif and the Rambam hold like Tanakama. So lemaisa, we don't need osim en melacha rishona. We just need osim melacha, kolshi. So that's the first Gemara. And the second Gemara, that should be basically the first Gemara, it's the beginning of the Perek, but the main sugya is the sugya that I just mentioned, and we're going to bring a question from the Gemara in the beginning of the Perek. In Kuf Kaf Bet Amud Bet, we have a Mishnah. It's the bottom of page number 2. Kol hakelim nitalim b'Shabbat v'dolototeihem imahem af al pi shenitparku b'Shabbat she'enam dumim ledolotot habayit lefi she'enam min hamukhan. So the Mishnah seems to say that you could move kelim even if they broke, even if the doors for these kelim, like a closet that you have a door attached to, you could move the door if it was, even if it broke b'Shabbat or before Shabbat. That's the Gemara debate, what is more chidush, before Shabbat or after Shabbat. And the Mishnah emphasized the point that it's not similar to the door of the house, because the door of the house is attached to the ground. So something that's attached to the ground, it's not mukhan letiltul, it's part of the binyan. So if the delet came off the doorpost, Ben Hashem Ashot, it was not qualified to be considered kli, so if it came off, it's not mukhan. But if you have a door for a closet, small closet, that is part of a kli, that it's mukhan letiltul. So even if it fell apart, you can still move it. And the Gemara says, the Gemara debates what is more chidush, that shenitparku b'Shabbat or shenitparku b'chol. So the Gemara says, kol hakelim nitalim v'af al pi shenitparku b'Shabbat v'lo mibaya b'chol. Adrabah, b'Shabbat mukhanin al gabei aviyem. Why are you saying that the Shabbat is more chidush? Lichora, if it was mitparek b'Shabbat, it's pashut to be matir, because ben hashmashot it was mukhan, and if it broke in chol, it was not mukhan ben hashmashot. So the Gemara conclude. We have two answers: Rava and Abaye. Amar Abaye, Achi Gemara kol hakelim nitalim b'Shabbat v'daltotehem af al pi shenitparku b'chol nitalim b'Shabbat. And then the Gemara debates with Binyan Bekelim, not Binyan Bekelim, so we have two answers. But the conclusion of the Gemara here is that if it got disconnected the Erev Shabbat, it's more of a Chiddush. Right? So the Tosfot here raised the question from the Gemara that we just saw in Kuf Kaf Daled, that it seems to be a contradiction or discrepancy between the two sugyos. Tosfot says, Adrabah, b'Shabbat, mukhanim al gabei aviyem. The question here in the Gemara basically assumed that if something was there attached, ben hashmashot, it's easy to assume that you can continue to be metaltel it. In the Gemara in Kuf Kaf Daled that we just saw, Kuf Kaf Daled Amud Bet, Delkaman Amar Ipcha Gabe Shivrek Lecheres, Deshari Letaltel Yoter Kshenishberu Be'erav Shabbat, Mishenishberu Be'Shabbat. The conclusion of the Gemara in Kuf Kaf Daled seems to say the opposite, that when you have Shivrek Lecheres, so if it's nishtaber be'erav Shabbat and it's osem melacha acheret, it's not osem main melacha, it's osem main melacha acheret. The Gemara said, if it was like this be'erav Shabbat, it's easier to say that you can be metaltelet. If it broke in Shabbat, we have a machloket, Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakama, if it's nolad or not. But if it was like this be'erav Shabbat, so it's easier. So what exactly going on? Tosfot says, Lo damya. Dehacha akati kliu. It's page number 3 in the middle. Not middle, above the middle. Dehacha akati kliu. Sheadain omed lemlacha rishona. Veraui leitchaber kisui im akli. Aval lekaman lo chashiv kli ela mechamat sheomed lemlacha acheret. Ilekach kshenishbar b'Shabbat asur tfei dehave nolad. That's what seems to say that there is a chiluk between the sugya and kuf kaf bet and the sugya and kuf kaf dalet. Sugya and kuf kaf bet amud bet, we're discussing a kli that it still exists. You're still planning to put the door back. So the door came off from the cabinet. It's a mitaltel cabinet, not a cabinet that attached to the wall. A small, do you have a name for it? A small,
like a chest.
Chest, okay. Mitaltel, something that you would move and small and like. Shida teva u'migdal in Lashon Chazal. So these type of kelim are mukhan to be metalter, and when the door came off, you can assume that you're going to put it back. So it's different than the sugya and kuf kaf daled. The sugya and kuf kaf daled, the kli completely broke. There is no leftovers. So now you look at the shvarim and you say, what are the shvarim doing? If they're doing me'en melacha rishona, so it's continue the name of the kli that was there, so it's not molad, so Rabbi Yehuda said it's fine. Chachamim said, even if it's doing a melacha acheret, so lichora it's a new thing, it's still not nolad. So Tosfot mechalek between the metziut, and the thing that we have to figure is when we discuss like shida teva umigdal that we said chess. Oh, when you take the door, when the door came off, what does it mean? The fact that I'm basically gonna connect it, does it mean that even if the door itself is not ra'uy for any melacha, the fact that I'm gonna attach it, that keeps the Shem Kli on it? Or Tosfot says that this is doing me'en melacha, plus it's a tid l'itchaber, that's why it's pashut, if it happened b'Shabbat, that it's easy to... Because even Rabbi Yehuda is gonna be moide, that even though it's not ma'amash doing the same thing, but it's... Or even if it's not doing any melacha. You understand the question now? When Tosfot says now that the sugya and kuf kaf bet discuss when the kli itself is still exists and the door just came off, so what does it mean? That the door that came off could be even not doing anything? And the fact that you're going to put it back, that keeps the Shem kli on the door? Or Tosfot says that it's still doing something, plus the fact that you're going to connect it, that makes it more simple if it was benash mashor attached, that it's still, even Rabbi Yehuda basically going to be okay with that, or something like that. But not to change the whole concept, and even if it's not doing any melacha, the fact that you're going to reattach it, cure the problem. So what I'm basically asking you now seems to be a machloket rishonim. And I think there is like a triple machloket here.
But if that's the case, why did the Gemara have to go to a Gezeira to say that Rava says only because of a Gezeira that is Asur? That, and the Gezeira was Shem Yitaka, it should have a different reason because of Nolad. The Gemara should have been specific that the reason why it's Asur here is because of Nolad and not because...
There is no Nolad here. Because
there, you're saying that there is a case of Nolad.
There is no Nolad. In Kuf Kaf Bet, Tosfot says that the Sugya and Kuf Kaf Bet basically discuss a place that you're going to reattach the door and the kli itself is still exists. So for sure there is no nolad because you're not creating anything new. The reason that it still have Shem kli is just because you're going to reattach it. So it's basically considered like the kli, like it was ben hashmashot. Nothing changed. It's still keeping the name of kli, although it's just temporary. The fact that the door is not there is just temporary. As opposed to the sugi and kufkaf daled, when the chavit broke and you just have pieces of mud, pieces of cheres on the floor, you don't have any kli left. You just have to judge the pieces by themselves, not according to reattachment. They're not going to reattach. You're not going to do mustiki. It's not...
What I'm saying is... Okay, so maybe I'm answering wrong. So, seems like Tosos is forced into using the Nolad because of the other Tosos that he held that Rava holds like Nolad. But according to Rambam and Rif, why won't they just say that the only reason is Asur here by Shabbos when it should, you know, it had to be the whole was because of the Shema Yitaka. When you just say that...
Shema Yitaka is the Isur, why you can't really reattach it, although there is no Isur of Boneh. It's a different discussion. If you're planning to put it back, and you're allowed to take it off because it's no Stira, so why couldn't you put it back also? There is no problem of Boneh. So the Gemara said, Gzera Shema Yitaka, we're afraid that you're going to start playing with your screwdriver and your Gemamash do Boneh. But this is a different story. It's not about Mukzeh. The first part of the Gemara discusses Mukzeh, and the second part basically explains the Mishnah in a different issue. It's confusing a little bit, I agree. So if you look in the Miyuchas Laran is Meforash like the Tzad, that even though the doors doesn't have any Shem Kli, the fact that you're going to reattach them, it's enough. That keeps the Shem Kli on the doors. The Miyuchas Laran says, "Ve'lo haya b'hem Torat Kli mikol makom ruinen letaltel b'fnei atzman sharei yecholin la'asot me'en melachtan harishona lechasot b'hem hashida." Sorry, the Miyuchas Laran says that you still could do me'en melacha, Because even if you're not going to reattach it, you could still do me'en melacha rishona. So when you have me'en melacha rishona plus the main kli is still exists, you can be very makel if it was like this be'erev Shabbat. But the Ritva is the one who says, ואף על פי שאין משמשים אתה במלאכתן. So the Ritva says that even though it you can't do anything, you can't do me'en melachtan. But again, the Ritva and the Miuchas Lavan, the reason I'm saying that, there is two ways to explain the Miuchas Lavan, but the Pashtut sounds like...
Doesn't sound like you're putting them back on.
Chassid sounds like something else. What do you say when it's said? Miuchas L'ran. Chassid L'ran. Like, saying you do with every Shibri Kli. Sorry, yeah. The Miuchas L'ran doesn't mention the idea of reattachment, right? So he's treating that like Mamesh Men Melacha Rishona.
Right.
So, right. But the Ritva mentioned the Lachziram. אבל דלתות אלו ראוין מעין מלאכתם הראשונה ולהחזירם שם עומדים ולא לדבר אחר. It's like basically dedicated for the returning it and putting it back. ואף על פי שאין משמשים אתה במלאכתם, although now it's dysfunctional and you can do anything, but since it was attached ערב שבת, that keeps basically the shem כלי on it. So what keeps the Shem Melacha is the fact that you can reattach, not that you could do the Melacha now. Miuchas L'ran seems to say that you can still use the door to cover your pot in the house or to cover the Shida itself, so it still have a use. So that's the Chidushir. It's not like, and the Kli itself is still exists, so you're good. But the Ritva seems to say that just the fact that you could reattach, that keeps the Shem Kli on the... on the door. And the Chidush Aran also, like the Ritva, שראויות להחזירן למקומם ולשמש מלאכתן הראשונה. By themselves, they're not ראוי לשימוש מלאכתן הראשונה, but they're ראוי to go back and to be משמש מלאכה ראשונה, so they consider like they're משמש מלאכה ראשונה now. So we have a...
According to Miuchas L'ran, why if they have an Erev Shabbos is it a problem? I don't get... I understand on Shabbos.
No, he just said that if it happens on Shabbat itself, it's pashut that it's mutar. That's right. Why in this sugya it's pashut that it's mutar. Unlike the Gemara in Kuf Kaf Daled, when it's doing melacha acheret, then it's a problem of nolad. Miuchas L'ran is basically saying it's not exactly like the Tosfot, but the Ritva and the Ran, you could explain what they're saying in Tosfot, that it's not mamash doing men melacha rishona. The fact that you're going to reattach it, it's considered like men melacha rishona. So the chidush here is that although it's not doing men melacha rishona, but since you could reattach it, it's like it's osim men melacha rishona, and might be that even Rabbi Yehuda moide in this, because it's considered like melacha rishona, although it's not doing melacha rishona. So we have two options: we have the miyuchas L'ran and that it's doing melacha rishona, and we have the ritva and the Chidush Aran that seems to say that although it's not doing Melacha Rishona, but since it's going to reattach, it's fine. Tosfot Rid is the third opinion, and he said that the two pieces of the Gemara that you wanted to connect, Eric, you wanted to connect the two pieces of the Gemara, the ability to reattach it on Shabbat, that what makes it to still be a Kli. He said that the reason that the En Binyan Bekelim, so you could reattach it on Shabbat, that what basically makes the door to be considered still Kli, because you could reattach it on Shabbat itself. So there is an afkamina between the Tosfot Rid and the Ritva, Lichora. Because according to the Ritva, even if you can reattach it tomorrow, and you're planning to do that, that's enough. According to the Rid, you mamash need the ability to do it on Shabbat itself, and if you allow to do it on Shabbat itself, then it's enough to keep Shem Kli. But if you can't do it on Shabbat, if there is a Gezera, not a Gezera, if there is an Isur Midoraita, if it's impossible, Midoraita, then it takes away the Shem Kli.
The point is that were not for the Gezera of Shem Yitapa, it would have been
Mutter. Yeah.
It would have been
Mutter. Yeah. So now, this is like a triple machloket rishonim that seems to be ignored in the early achronim because they didn't have it. But just skip to the end of the I don't know how to call it, a bunch of pages. There is an interesting machloket in the achronim, and you saw it probably in the dirshu. They don't bring all the sources, but Tosfot, the Tosfot that you just read, Tosfot in Kuf Kaf Bet, the Taz bring it on the Shulchan Aruch to explain Seif Chet and Tet. So the Taz just quote the Tosfot. When we discuss Shivrei Kelim, Dlatot, when you have doors that came off, the Taz quote the Tosfot. So it seems like the Tosfot that you just mentioned, that it's very vague what Tosfot is saying, it's Halacha Lemaise, that we have to differentiate between Kli that still exists and a door came off, to as opposed to a Kli that completely broke. But what is the Pshat in Tosfot? So if you look in the Pri Megadim on the Taz, when he understood the way that he understood the Tosfot, he says, Bedaltot HaKelim, look in page 14 on top. Bedaltot HaKelim, Af al pi she'en goyim klal lemelacha acheret, mutarim mechama latzel, de'adayin shem kli alehem, shiruim nitchaber im HaKelim. So he, Meforash, understood, like the Ritva, that it doesn't need to be osem me'en melacha. The fact that you could reattach it, that keeps the Shem Kli on it. And then, בשמירת שבת כלחתה, פרק תתווה, והערות רש למד דלת, רש למד ה, it's not the הערות that they have here, I don't know, they have maybe a different version of the שמירת שבת. He discussed,
so why isn't it,
just a second, he discussed when you have a button, that's very nafkamina lemaisa, you have a button fell off your shirt. So button by itself, you can do anything, you can cover a kli with a button, it's too small. So you can do anything with it. But you probably gonna reattach it to the clothes because it's how to find the same button. So it's mamash nafkamina lemaise. It's mamash daltot hakelim shenit parku. Erev Shabbat, the shirt was connected. Everything was attached. It was one kli. It came off. Now it's you can't do anything with it. But it's gonna you're gonna reattach it probably. So it's mamash this.
Does it matter if the button is decorative or functional?
Again, if it's something that's gonna be hard to find, it's
your. It's not a kli. The dela is like a kli.
According to the Prima Gadim, it's not.
It's like even when it's attached, the
daltota daltota bay, everything that attached, it's part of the garment. It's part of the kli. Meaning. So Rav Shlomo Zalman was mesupak. And he bring the basically the Pri Megadim. But then he said, "Ulam ma'en ba meiri resh hakelim." It's a resh lamed hey. I'm reading resh in Hara resh lamed hey. In the middle, he bring the meiri. I have the meiri in the beginning. I didn't read it inside. It's basically like the I think the miuchas. Chidush Aran v'arim ilunil sham shekatvu deyoter atiltul mishum deguim lechasot b'hem. So they basically requires you to still be able to do me'en melacha. So you bring the Rishonim, that mashma from them, that it still need to be doing me'en melacha. But he doesn't bring the other Rishonim. ולפי זה בנידון דידן, דה כפתור, אינו ראו לשום שימוש, יהיה אסור בטלטול. Based on them, it's going to be aser, because the כפתור, the button itself, you can't do anything with it. I have to add that according to the Tosfot Rid, it's going to be funny, because according to the Tosfot Rid, although you're going to reattach it, but it's also to reattach it on Shabbat, so it's still going to be Muktzeh. But according to the Ritva, the fact that you could attach it, and you're going to basically attach it later, that keeps the Shem Kli on it. Lemaise, the Mishnah Brura, when he explained this din of Dlatot, he quotes the Pri Megadim. That even if it doesn't do any melacha, it's fine. And it's a derabanan issue. There is room to be makel. Since it's a machloket rishonim, and there is room to be makel on it. I'm not. And the Mishnah Berurah basically paskin like the Pri Megadim. And we saw that there is source that seems to say what the Pri Megadim says. So lemaisa, I think there is room to be makel, but. There is room to be machmir also. So just keep this machloket in mind. It's a very interesting machloket, and it has nafkaminot lemaise. Now let's go back to page number 5, to the Bet Yosef. There is another piece that it's very difficult and like opens, like will open our mind a little bit of understanding the machloket between Tanakam.
Going to Noam's question, like let's say a woman's earring breaks.
Yes.
So the earring on Shabbos when it started was a good use. Now it broke, it's not as no use. But it's a very valuable thing. So would it, like he was saying, is like, would it matter if the bun had a different, like a, would that make a difference then? Because now it's like a very, it's now.
In your case, the kli itself broke, so it's not the case that we're discussing. We're discussing when we have a kli that still exists and just part of it fell.
But I mean,
you're saying
there's something that's still stuck in the ear, but the diamond fell off. The diamond fell off the earring.
So you're saying it's going to be
there's
the same.
So still something that gets stuck in the ear, so you could still technically wear an earring, but the diamond stud fell out of the thing. So, is that diamond now?
So that's for sure going to be reattached.
But I know it's going to be, but you can't reattach on Shabbos.
So it's going to be the same nafkamina.
But it's more valuable. So would it fit? But then switch over.
The valuable going to make it even. I don't understand meaning. The fact that it's more valuable just makes it more clear that you're going to reattach it.
Right.
So it's just going
to
help us.
So it's attached it even when it's fallen off. It might still not be motion.
But then why?
No, he's just giving.
So that's the case. That the bond is the same issue.
If you can do anything with the diamond, you're saying the diamond by itself has a shimush, melechet, it has a shivui, even if it's not...
It's hard to say. What's
right. It doesn't have shem kli. Interesting.
What are you going to do with it without reattaching it?
But diamond itself is mukzeh mechamat chesron kis. Can it be mukzeh mechamat chesron kis in Shabbos, when it was mukhan erev Shabbos? Okay, I will keep that in mind. Mukhan be'erev Shabbat. It was mukhan be'erev Shabbat, and now it's become lichora mukze. Mukze and mukze lechazi Shabbat. We're going to discuss that. Lichora, it's not going to be mukze. But it's a good question. Fine. Lichora, it's not going to be mukze because and mukze lechazi Shabbat. Anything that is mukze needs to be determined to be mukze ben hashmashot. But it's another again.
What was the question with the bun then? I don't understand. Same thing. If the shirt was okay before Shabbat, so why is the bun now? Why was there any question about the button?
If it has no shimush, and it's like going to the garbage, then it's like klipot. Klipot is something that doesn't have shem kli to begin with, and all the shem kli that it has is because it's attached.
But the button you want on the shirt.
Yeah, but the reason it has, the reason it's muhan letiltul is because it's attached to the shirt. It doesn't have a shem kli by itself. But if you have a kli, let's say a chesron kis, that you attach it to a garment and you made it not chesron kis because it's part of the garment and then it came off the garment, it's going to go back to what it is.
Let's say the button that's hanging off on Shabbos. So it doesn't work.
A button?
It's hanging.
So that's not mamash attached.
You can't use it because it's hanging. Or the thing. You hang
it's still button, lichora, towards the...
It comes off.
It's still battle. It's still battle towards the. As long as it's attached, lichora, it's battle towards.
I still don't understand. If the bun was okay before on Erev Shabbos, it should be okay on Shabbos even if it falls off.
So,
the bun itself, not the bun itself.
The button is not. We're going to see that maybe soon, but there is a chiluk between something that doesn't have shem any shimush, and the only reason that you're allowed to be metal to that because it's attached to something that it's. You have nuts. You break the nuts. And the shells become mukze if it's not ravel machal be'ema.
The shell has absolutely zero.
Exactly.
Use.
So, by itself is nothing. By itself, they can't do anything with it. Button by itself doesn't have the whole ability to do something because it's attached to something. Although I'm not sure about diamond. It might be diamond. It's. Gufo. Again, it's a good question. We'll need to discuss it. Maybe we're going to mention your question during all the topics that we're going to discuss. But it's interesting. Okay, so let's go back to the Bet Yosef. Interesting Bet Yosef that seems to destroy many assumptions. The Bet Yosef, in page number 5, bothered by Tosfot and the two. We mentioned Tosfot that says that Rava, with the piece of Cheres in Reshut HaRabim, Tosfot says it has to be that it was happening before Shabbat, because if it wasn't Shabbat, it was going to be Nolad. Rava hold Nolad. Now the Tur, Lichora, contradict himself, because the Tur, asking that, he bring the story, and he said, Shenishbera Bechol, if the piece of Cheres Nishbera Bechol, then you're allowed to clean your shoe with it. So it's basically paskin like what Tosfot says. So if you go by the logic of Tosfot, it has to be that the two hold that Yesh Nolad. So he's paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. But the two just paskin 2 seconds ago like Tanakama. So what is going on here? So that's the question of the Bet Yosef. מה שכתב רבנו שנשברה בחול, רבנו הטור כתב שנשברה בחול, נראה שהוא ממה שכתבו התוספות שם, ורב, it's לכאורה because of תוספות, אך תימה, I'm skipping two lines, אך תימה, דכיוון דחזי לחסות כלי, אפילו נשבר בשבת נמי, לב נולדו לתנקמה דרבי יהודה. We passkin like תנקמה, and we passkin that if it's, even if it's broken Shabbat itself, as long as it has some שימוש of חסות כלי, it's fine. לב נולדו לתנקמה דרבי יהודה. So by the way, it seems like if you ask the Bet Yosef, what does Tanakama hold? Does he hold that there is no Nolad in Shabbat? Or he hold that because you could still do something with it, it's not considered Nolad? That's the suffix that I just raised when we read the Gemara. What does Tanakama hold? Does Tanakama hold there is no Nolad in Shabbat? It seems like if you read the Gemara, it sounds like it, because the Gemara after said, Machloket Rabbi Shimon, Yesh Nolad, Tanakama, En Nolad. It seems like the Gemara compared this Machloket to the Gemara, if Yesh Nolad or En Nolad. So it seems like Tanakama that says that Me'en Melacha Acheret, it's fine, is because he doesn't care about Nolad on Shabbat. But the Lashon of the Bet Yosef here sounds to say that it's not that we hold that there is no Nolad B'Shabbat. We hold Yesh Nolad B'Shabbat. The only reason here is because it's still doing something, so it's very hard to say that it's not considered Kli anymore.
Well, maybe you could take it a step further, that every vessel has, up to a limit, has a use for every part of it. So as long as a certain amount breaks off, it's also, it's you have your teapot, if the cover broke, that cover could still always have use.
I can understand that when you do in Melacha Rishona, so it continues the use that it used to do. So that makes sense. But basically here, what the Shulchan, what the Bet Yosef is saying, I'm expanding that idea. And I'm saying that still it has some use, so it keeps the name Kli, right. Although it's not the same use. So it's a bigger Chiddush. But if I'm explaining Tanakama like this, I'm basically saying, for Shabbat, we'll have a problem of Nolad for other stories, but for this specific case, we don't have Nolad because it's still okay. It's still doing something. So, in order to understand this Machloket a little bit more, we need to understand two concepts of Mukhtzeh, and the two basic concepts of Mukhtzeh, and hopefully we're going to be able to do that in 5 minutes. Din of Zraka La'ashpa Mi Be'od Yom. We see in the Gemara in Kuf Kaf Daled the concept that if you throw a Mukhtzeh to the, not Mukhtzeh, if you throw a piece of Kli, that it's not Mamash Kli, a Chatichat Cheres Shenishbera, Im Zraka Ba'ashpa Asur. So the Gemara says, "Matkif la Rav Papa," page number 6 in the middle. "Matkif la Rav Papa ela me'ata zarik leglima achana midasur." If it's true that throwing to the garbage changes the status of the kli, so when if I'm going to throw my jacket to the garbage, so it's going to be mukta also. So the Gemara said, "Ela ma Rav Papa im zraka mi be'od yom la'ashpa asura." So the Gemara is basically giving us like a couple of details that seems to say that if something is completely a kli, it's not going to change the status of the kli if you throw it to the garbage. If you have something that it's shivre kelim, that it's like a halfway kli, halfway not kli, if you throw it benashmashot, it's done. And now the question is, when I'm throwing example in the Achronim, if you know the Israeli milk bags, If you look in Shishma Shabbat Kichata, it says that if you have this bag and you pour the leftover milk, now it's become mukta. So it's like Shivre Kelim. And based on another halakha that we didn't learn yet, the idea of Shivre Kelim that still keeps the Shem Kli, it's only when it's a normal use that people are going to do. Let's say Lechasot Baim Pi Chavit. It's something that many people would do, so it keeps the Shem Kli. But if nobody is doing that, it's like Machat Shenishbar Chuda Okta, that nobody is going to reuse it. So without throwing it to the garbage, it's like it's in the garbage. So he said, based on that, this milk bag, when you finish the milk, it's mukta. So what should you do? You should leave some milk inside and throw it, or go next to the garbage and shake it. The question is, it seems to compare that to klipot. Because anything that has Shem Kli, if it was a Kli Gamur, it's not similar. It was a Kli, this bag. If you consider that to be a Kli, the fact that you don't have milk in it shouldn't make it a Mukze. This concept is true only when you have Shever Kli. So it has to be, and I checked in the Shmirat Shabbat Kirchata itself in a different place, Rab Shlomo Zalman Leshitato, and we learned that in Chot Bone. Rab Shlomo Zalman hold that tea, like all the snack bags are not considered Kli to begin with. They're basically Chotalot Shel Tmarim. They're like considered garbage. They're not considered Kli. If they're not considered Kli and I can open them, I can do whatever I want with them, okay, so that means it's like when you take nuts and you break them, the klipa, the shell, is garbage. So it is mukta. That's why he said you should throw it to the garbage immediately, because his kula creates a chumra for dine mukta. Because mimanafshar, if you hold it's not a kli, so automatically when it doesn't have any use anymore, it become what it is. Unlike the other achronim that are machmir by bags and they consider them to be a kli, so for this purpose, they're going to say, why not? It's a Kli. So don't do it on Shabbat. Don't open it in Shabbat because you're going to create a Kli. But if you did it bag of Shabbat, so you have a Kli. So even if you don't have milk inside, it's fine. It's a Kli. It was a Kli bag of Shabbat. So again, in order to be considered Zrakol Ashpa, we have two requirements. It needs to be not a Kli Gamur. It needs to be Kli Garua. And you need to throw it to the garbage. And if it's something that nobody gonna reuse or nobody gonna have anything to do with it, so even if you don't throw it with the garbage, it's considered mukta immediately. So when I say immediately, you can look in the Ran at the Kuf Mem Gimel, I think. The Ran in Kuf Mem Gimel says when you crash a nut, you don't have to throw the pieces on the floor. I mean, you, as long as it's in your hand, you can put it in the garbage. But if you put it down, then it's considered mukta. So if it's going to be graf shel rei, then it's a different story. But for the purpose of a milk, so he said, if you put it down, you shouldn't like move it because it's considered garbage. It's considered mukta.
So then why? Well, what about the Mishnah Berurah talking about the case of whether the ashir that would be okay for the ani, that the ashir, it's garbage to him, but the ani would be okay. It's still, if the ashir threw in the garbage, it's still considered
because you go by the bailim.
But when in that situation, though, it has a use for you unis all around the world always would use this
no,
thing.
They're not.
I'm just saying.
If this is the case, it's a different case. But the case is that nobody uses it. Nobody reads it.
No, I know the bad. But I'm saying is, what about the Mishnah Berurah makes a distinction? So does that Mishnah
Berurah
not
will just make
like
a
that?
Distinction that you go by the Bailim. So if the Bailim is a person who's going to reuse it, so for him, it's not going to be considered a psolet immediately. You go by the person and not by the olam. You go by the individual. That's the point of the Mishnah Berurah. And what I said, that you could put the shell wherever you want, is even for the people who argue with the Magen Avraham about if you picked up a mukta be'isu, could you, that's has nothing to do with it. This is, everyone agree with that. Because there is a couple of hochachot. So that's regarding like zrika la'ashpa. Now the other concept that we need to discuss is what is me'en melacha. When we discuss osin me'en melacha, we have a concept, and I just want to do it quickly. Chidush Aran, I'm just going to say it מלמעלה. It seems to be that the Rishonim themselves argue what's the pshat in the Machloket Tanakama and Chachamim. There is a concept in Gemara Menachot, Lamed Vav, that called Gardume Tzitzit. Gardume Tzitzit, the shiur for Tzitzit, I'm just giving an example for the concept. You have a shiur of Yud Bet Gudalim. The Tzitzit needs to belong Yud Bet Gudalim. That's the shiur in Lechat Chila. Now, after you did a kosher Tzitzit, if it got cut, then you could still consider that to be kosher because it has a Shem Kashrut in the beginning, so it continues the Kashrut even if now there is not enough shiur. But if you have just strings that are not qualified or not long enough to be Bet Gudalim, you cannot put them on the Kanaf. How, what is going on exactly? So there, you see a concept that when you have a Chalot Shem, you have a Chalot Shem Mitzvah, so it helps to take away the Shem Mitzvah away. But to be mechil, a new mitzvah, you need the whole shiur. So too, it seems to be here that some Rishonim, and you can look in the page, I proved that from a couple of Rishonim, and the Achronim, Meforash in the Achronim, between the Magen Avraham and the Eliyah Rabba, there's a tremendous machloket Achronim how to understand Tanakama. If Tanakama hold that, although it's not doing Me'en Melacha Rishona, but it's still doing something, so it still has Shem Kli, because it has a Shem Kli, it was a real Kli in the beginning, it's like a shiur, it's like, it has a Chlois Shem Kli, so now, even if it's not doing everything, even if it does something else, it still has the Shem Kli of the Father, that's Shem Aviv Alav. And the Magen Avraham understood, no, Tanakama hold, there is no Nolad. There is no Nolad in Shabbat. We hold Nolad only in Yom Tov. In Shabbat, we hold there is no Nolad. And he said that the Bet Yosef changed his mind. In the Bet Yosef, he held the Tanakama hold that it's in Shabbat, we have Nolad, but this is not Nolad because it still have Shem Aviv Alav. And the Shulchan Aruch, he said that he was changing his mind and he held that there is no Nolad on Shabbat. He's mochiach that the Shulchan Aruch does not mention Nolad in Echot Shabbat, just mention Echot Yom Tov. So we have a tremendous machloket Achronim and Rishonim also. And it has to do how to explain the Gemara here. You can read inside the paper all the details, how to explain the Gemara based on its Shita. And just to finish the shiur, the Din Tiltul Mechamat Nezek, we have a concept that if you have a Muktzah and you're afraid that somebody going to get hurt, like pieces of glass on the floor, you could move them because of Chashash Nezek. There is some He'ara in the Achronim that there is like a source in Lechot Yom Tov that it's mashma that if you could do it in a way that Tiltul Minatzad, it's better. It's not a heter like Lechatchila. It's only when you can't do it but Tiltul Minatzad, you should do it Kederech. But just a He'ara. It's not so clear that we hold like this Lemaise, but Orchot Shabbat, Hashem Chemed Moshe said that it's like a heter that if you can't do it betiltul min hatzad, you could do it like kederech. So that's just regarding to Mechamat Nezek. Okay, that's basically the main topics for today. So I think we're good.